This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Author Dean Kuiper says place can change us. It is us, he says. And when we neglect or destroy the natural world around us, we abuse ourselves as well as nature. Kuipers, who's a graduate of Kalamazoo College, now lives in Los Angeles, but he still thinks of Michigan as home. He writes about the impact of place on his family and himself in his memoir, The Deer Camp. So, Dean, we're going to talk about The Deer Camp, a memoir. Is it fair to call it a memoir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything in this book is stuff that really happened.
I think it would be fair to say this book is very much about place and how place affects who we are as we move through place. Is that a fair way to describe it?
It most definitely is. You know, the book is about a camp, hunting property in Michigan. It becomes a character, basically, in the book. And I wrote the book because of the effect, the profound effect that place had on my family, and basically gave us, my brothers and I, a father again that we hadn't ever really had.
You know, memoirs have got to be, I think, one of the hardest things to write. I do writing myself, and when I had to do a magazine article about my father, who's an artist, I thought this would be easy. Gee, I know this topic inside and out. It was the hardest thing I ever had to write. How does memoir work for you? Was that hard?
It was extraordinarily hard. I have written several other books in the past, as you know, several of them about Michigan subjects, because they weren't about my family, I think.
Yeah.
Now, in retrospect, they, you know, maybe they took me a year to write with all the research and all that. I just could not get my head around this one. I started in 2013, and it took me 5 years to finish it. And the reason why, and I noticed there's a theme through this book, The Deer Camp, of eco-psychology, which is the way our brains and the environment are connected.
Yeah.
And our, you know, how that affects our psyche. And all I wanted to do was write about that science.
Mm.
And I kept putting huge long quotes about the science in the book and citing all of these masterful people and psychologists who have talked in depth about this over the last 30, 40 years and avoiding the story. And my editor would read it and my agent would read it and my wife would read it, most importantly, and say, you're avoiding something. And it was the family story because it's so fraught. And I knew that I would have to get into very difficult stuff about my dad in order to write the story and to make in order to explain the change in him and how that profoundly affected our family. And I sort of pushed it away for, 3 years and then started getting into it. And it was as difficult as I had feared. Talking to my mother. You and I are probably going to talk more about this, but part of the story is that my father had a lot of affairs and was a very difficult person to live with at home. And my mom was kind of, do we have to get into that? And then over a series of sessions with her, you know, looking through family photos and stuff, she started to talk about it a little bit. And then we just talked about all of it.
Yeah.
And that was not easy.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Kuipers talks about how the deer camp changed his father.
And it really was the place.
Yeah.
We could have done something else together. We could have, you know, restored a boat or done some other project, you know, built a building or done some other project with him that could have had this kind of result. But you have to have an object and a place in which to pour all that attention and to make that connection with one another. And for us, it was the dirt.
Yeah.
We were obsessed about the sand on this piece of property because it was not in good shape. You know, it had been a farm once and exhausted, and it was a sand farm, basically.
Yeah.
And we thought about that sand and we argued about it and we poured our intention into that sand and we worried, and my dad was so convinced that nothing would ever grow and all this. And then the sand spit out all these trees. And it was kind of like we all said, oh, thank you. And the entire family dynamic changed.
We're going through this time now where some people are rediscovering nature. Some people are very worried, climate science, climate crisis, and all that. What are your thoughts on the importance of keeping alive that connection to place, about not losing it, or we might lose ourselves, metaphorically and otherwise, maybe literally? So what are your thoughts on that?
I think it actually is literally. I believe that our minds are connected to nature in ways that we don't understand, and that most of our, what we think of as quote unquote, our minds is really being created out there, outside of us, in the environment. When I was growing up, a very bookish person, I read a lot of religion and I read a lot of ecology as a younger person. And in college, I read a lot of a fellow named Gregory Bateson. Mm-hmm. And he was an anthropologist. He was married to Margaret Mead, and an anthropologist and also a cyberneticist, early computer person and an ecologist.
Yeah.
And he said, someone asked him once if a computer thinks, and he said, no, the loop of trial and error is between man and the computer and the environment. And he said, if you just take the computer out of that, thinking is not something that happens inside your head. It's the entire system that thinks is man plus environment. And I read that when I was probably 20 or something, and my little dean mind just exploded and said, of course, all the stuff that I experience as me in some Cartesian sense inside my skull is only a teeny little micro sliver of what's really me, because most of it's out there.
Yeah, it's just this bouncing back and forth with all that's around you. Yeah,
exactly. And it is absolutely essential that we, not just that we try to maintain, the natural world as it is. All of us are so concerned about that at this moment with climate change and what we're about to lose.
Yeah.
But the sense that it is us, no matter what remains or no matter how things change, since it looks like they're going to change a lot, that is still us. It's not something external to us. It is us and our minds too. So, another thing that Bateson says was that, Lake Erie could be driven insane if we threw too much of our trash in it.
Yeah.
And so let's not make ourselves insane.
Yeah. For us to be healthy, we have to keep our earth healthy. Yeah.
Yes. And at least understand that that is us. And as it goes where it's going to go, there we go too. I think that's the important connection. And I try not to grieve about that by simply saying, well, whatever it is, that's what I'm going to be too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do everything I can to try to maintain the natural world in its as much of its current state as we possibly can, but the change is inevitable, and we should be aware and managing that as much as we possibly can.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Dean Kuipers, the author of The Deer Camp. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.